Well, look, there is a bit of thought at the moment of wanting to float the idea of having a rail link towards Newcastle Airport at Williamtown. To talk with us about that from Port Stephens Council is Councillor Steve Tucker. Good morning, Steve. What are some of the drivers behind this idea of having the rail link to the airport?
Well, the airport currently handles some 1.2 million passengers a year. Has the capacity, the ultimate size would be 3 to 6 million passengers. For each million passengers, you'd be looking at about 1,000 new jobs based on overseas and the benchmark. So, that's the main driver. Also, of course, getting rail into Port Stephens to the airport's the first step to getting it elsewhere in Port Stephens, Roman Terrace, maybe to the Bay one day. What we're aiming to do is piggyback on the new M1 freeway. Already there's been $200 million allocated in the last state budget. That pretty well gets most of the way to the airport. And most importantly, there are new bridges across the Hunter River and a bridge right across the swampy land between Hexham and Tomagata.
Steve, a lot of people talk to me about this and they say that, well, the Williamtown area is growing. We've got hotel at the airport now and there is some retail development that is on the mix at the moment as well. It is about time that we put a rail link there. How do you think that is actually going to improve transport in the area?
People ask me all the time, when is the airport going to go international? Saying, righto, well, international implies large aircraft and it's pretty difficult to put 300 arrivals in a taxi or on a bus when they arrive, because basically there is accommodation at the airport, but the desire would be to get them into Newcastle and elsewhere in the Hunter Valley in a timely fashion.
Steve, the big question I've got to ask, do you think there is much appetite outside of the area for this rail link to eventuate?
Well, there is, because besides the real plan for the airport is to actually bring more domestic passengers online. I mean, international's fine and the airport's set up for it. We've got the baggage screening, the custom screening, but really what we're chasing is the Central Coast market. What we're trying to do is say, look, don't get on the train and go to Sydney, get on the train and come to Newcastle. And the same thing goes for the North Coast market. The only way you're really going to be able to do that is to improve transport. Isn't something that's just sort of jumped up because there's a council election, and it's something that I've been working on now for, well, there's 2 years, and certainly well before that, talking to the RMS. But if there is a window of opportunity, if you miss that M1 extension, I mean, if we jump on board with that, it's just basically another lane on the highway, whereas if you miss that, you can see the drama we've had with the Till Street Bridge. I mean, another lane on the Till Street Bridge would have been, what I think it was about $10 or $15 million at the time. Now it's about $60 or $70 million.
Steve, I don't think anybody here in the Hunter will forget the debacle that was the Till Street Bridge. And, of course, the tourism opportunities that would come with the rail as well. Thank you for covering that with us this morning. Fingers crossed it gets a huge chunk of money down the road. Thank you for your time.
Yes, thanks very much. Bye.
That's Councillor Steve Tucker from Port Stephens Council. Fingers crossed we can get a link to Newcastle Airport at Williamtown. 2NURFM 103.7.